Shelley Irwin, ready to go and ready to go talk about food and wine and how to pair for summertime and how to, what are we going to make here? Rosemary chimichurri?
Chimichurri.
Oh, chimichurri.
Yeah, chimichurri. Yeah.
Formal introduction, Rosemary, again, D&W, Spartan Stores, wine and food buying and whatever else you do in besides that, including cooking and tasting.
Definitely yeah. Eating.
Eating as well. And we'll be talking food and wine and all that jazz in the fall, but I'm not ready to go there yet. Let's talk present time. What is your theme?
Well, my theme is a little trip to Argentina. Of course, it's being in the Southern Hemisphere, their seasons are just the opposite. Okay. So they're probably...
What are they doing?
Well, I'm guessing
it's chilly.
Yeah, I guess it's fall.
Could it ever be chilly in
Argentina? Probably just recently finished their grape harvest.
I'll Google
it. They're a year ahead of us. Isn't Google wonderful? It's amazing.
It's sad.
I know.
Yeah, I used to pull out the World Book Encyclopedia probably to get those answers. Remember those?
Well, yeah, and I remember my dad always kept his that he had as a child, and the famous Collier's 1922 World Encyclopedia.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We digress. Here we go. What bottle of wine have you brought in first?
Well, I brought in something from Argentina. This is from a winery called Crios, and it's the thing that's special about Argentina and also Chile is that their wines grow at very high elevations because they grow in the foothills of the Andes on either side. And what it does is it gives them more unfiltered sun, which makes for ripeness in the grapes, but also cooler temperatures because of the high elevation.
It's going to be 57 and rainy in Argentina today.
Oh, yeah.
Buenos Aires.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See, it's moving on winter down there. Yeah. And it's very good grape growing country, as I say, right up against the Andes. And both on both sides in Chile and Argentina, and so they make great wines. A lot of them are coming into this country. They have a tradition of wines that go way back to the earliest visitors from France and Italy who brought varietals. They're most known for their Malbec.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Malbec is really popular right now. People are drinking a lot of it. It's a nice bright, fresh kind of red wine, that came from France. It used to grow in the Bordeaux, it still does grow in the Bordeaux region where it was part of the blend, and now it grows beautifully in Argentina. So this is a red blend from Crios, preponderance of Malbec grape. There's a little Cab, a little Merlot, a little Tannat, which is a grape that also grows down there that was brought by the French. Makes a wonderful wine. You notice it's got the screw top again.
I love the screw tops.
Yeah, I do too. No more looking through the drawers to find that corkscrew that may or may not work. But this is an absolutely beautiful wine. And the Argentinians are also famous, which we probably all learned in junior high and we learned where stuff grew around the world, for their beef. Almost all canned corned beef comes from Argentina, but they're huge grillers. I mean, they're probably out there in that 57 degree rainy weather grilling beef like crazy. So we are in our grilling season here too. So this is very timely. So they're big meat eaters. This is wonderful on grilled beef. The recipe that we're going to do. It's also good on grilled chicken, grilled fish, grilled sausages. It's wonderful, and it's called chimichurri. And it's
Google that too.
Yeah, so it's made. I use a traditional recipe. We see it more and more in restaurants here because it's so versatile. But you finely chop all of the following ingredients, which would be 2 cups of fresh parsley. You kind of tear it up and pack it into the cup to measure it. 4 teaspoons of dry oregano, or if you can get fresh oregano. At your local supermarket, or if you're like me, you planted a little in your yard and it takes it over, you've got plenty. But use a quarter of a cup of those. 4 cloves of garlic, a cup of extra virgin olive oil, some salt, About a half teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper. I love that. And then a pinch of red pepper flakes or cayenne pepper, something to spice it up. But then you have control on how hot it gets by how much you add. And it's traditionally it's done by finely chopping all of this. Most American recipes call for putting it in the food processor, but you don't want to puree it so it's just a thick paste. You want it a little bit chunky and floating in the olive oil. So you stir it all up, put it in the fridge overnight. And then the next day, you can use it right away too, but the next day, pull it out, grill your meat, and then serve it as the sauce on the meat. And it's wonderful. And I've mentioned this before, my son-in-law, who's a vegetarian, you can do it on grilled vegetables too. You know, zucchini and carrots and all of those wonderful things that you can grill.
Can't be that bad for us.
No, it's very healthy.
Yeah, you got the olive oil thing going on.
Yeah, got the olive oil and the fresh parsley and, you know, the herbs. Garlic is good for you. And it's just delicious. But you do want to avoid making it into a sort of homogenized paste. You want to make it a little bit chunky. So if you do it in the food processor, just pulse it until it's still little pieces of stuff in it. So, and then you serve it over your grilled meats. Yes. It's really good with that kind of char that you get.
I have a little bit of my, what is the name of that one?
So this is Krios. Krios is the name of the brand, the winery. It's made by a woman named Susanna Balbo.
Okay.
So it's a woman winemaker, which is always exciting, yes. Especially in South America. It's very rare. And she's also recognized as one of the 10 most prominent women winemakers in the whole world. Very, very, very lovely lady.
Get her to Grand Rapids.
Delicious wine, yeah. We're going to try, believe me. But the thing about this one, which is in our stores right now, is the 2015, you notice it says that on here, which is called the vintage. So that's the year. It's the year of the harvest. And this got a very high rating from a prominent critic named James Suckling. We have it in our stores. We got an incredible deal from the winery. Mm-hmm. And right now, people are buying it by the case. I actually purchased a case myself, which is very rare. Because I
have roses.
I know. I don't usually buy a case of anything, but...
Well, you know what's good and what's going to last, right?
Yeah, and it's good, it's going to last, and it goes with so much.
Yeah.
And as I say, you know, you might be eating beef in Argentina, but it's delicious on chicken, lamb, grilled fish, it just grilled vegetables. It goes with that grilling. Grilled sausages, you know, people like kielbasa, but maybe for a switch to the sauerkraut and mustard, you might want to do some chimichurri.
Cool, and it is all over the website as well. So walk into a D&W and say, I want Krios Red Blend, please.
Absolutely. You know, contact one of our wine stewards. We have wine stewards in all of our stores. They're all extremely well-trained.
How does that work again?
Well, they're trained in wine. We do some sort of educational seminar at least once a month so that they're learning about it. They're involved in choosing the wines that come into the store. They all have their favorites, too, and so you can say, what's your favorite? You can also, we now have a wine and food blog that gets advertised in our ad, so you have the website there, but it's shopdwfreshmarket.com. And weekly blog, you'll see this coming up next week with the recipe.
All right, and you'll see it on our Facebook page within the couple hours. How's that?
Cool.
Yeah. Rosemary Mayberry, thank you very much. Again, the name of the sauce is?
Chimichurri.
On it.
Yep.
Now I need to get a food processor.
Chimichurri.
All right, Roz, how do we find out more about you and yours?
Visit DW Shop.